Hello and welcome to Chuck's Place. Today is Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. Today's topic, endurance. I would be neglectful indeed in my duty as a licensed psychotherapist were I not to validate the obvious current world predicament. Walking the razor's edge of latent collective psychosis. I would also be neglectful in my duty as a transpersonal psychotherapist were I not to share my vision of the multi-dimensional drama that veils our vision, just as the sands of the Sahara now blanket the world. Beyond the veil of ignorance coated by those desert sands lies the path of heart, the path of our redemption. Psychosis in modern psychological nomenclature depicts a mental state where the ego, as the central governing force of the personality, sinks into the abyss of unconscious forces as the personality becomes a rudderless ship taken over by turbulent forces of nature. That violent nature, generally subdued by the matador, is overrun by the bull, the ultimate surge of a bull market, an inflation that refuses to yield to the axiom, what goes up must come down. In earlier times, when modern psychology was expressed in spiritual terms, our current situation would be understood as the activation of the gods, what we now term the archetypes, competing with their enormous instinctual energies in a game of chess with humans as their channeled pawns. From a transpersonal perspective, the war we are in is ego versus archetype. When archetype possesses ego, we risk psychosis. Ego's challenge in such an onslaught is to endure. To endure is to resist the enticing power and energy of the archetypes, the fine print of which is truly a Mephistophelian contract. Total possession, loss of soul, slavery to the activated archetype. Archetypes are spirit entities that program a species, the deeply subconscious patterns that rule instinctual life. They enjoy total domination for millennia until the birth of human consciousness, an event that introduced the possibility of refusing or manipulating the emotional intensity and compulsion of instinct. The power wrestled from the archetypes upset their balance and control over human life. Suppression and repression of instinct renders archetypes dormant, but not dead. Jung wrote often before the outbreak of World War II that Wotan, the restless wanderer god of pagan origin, was stirring from the primordial depths, seizing control of the collective German psyche. Inspiration from the archetypes seeks outlet in human life and is channeled by human egos in highly emotional, spirited messages. The power and energy of these spirit forces are contagious, stirring frenzy in the masses. Their identifying mark is their disdain for reason, the human ego prison guard of instinctual energies. There is no reasoning with an archetype. Instinct alone prevails. Endurance is the capacity of the ego to weather the storms of passion without falling prey to possession. From a chakra perspective, this is accomplished by containing the Kundalini energy, the energy of the archetypes, forcing it to rise to the level of the heart chakra. Pragmatically, this means refusing to engage the emotions of anger and sadness that feed the archetypes. Instead, go inward and exert calm over the excited Kundalini emotion that begs outlet in excited action. Calm the autonomic nervous system with its typically unregulated dominance over the body. Send it energy through the breath to the cool respite of the heart chakra. The heart chakra is the direct link to the Buddhic plane, the home of truth, love, and compassion. Kundalini, at the level of the heart, acquiesces to serve the high soul as the true guide to right action. The pressure of world survival now is to rise to the level of action in conformance with true need over subjective want. It's that simple. True need over subjective want. All humans of all political persuasions are subject to this rising tide of Kundalini energy seeking refuge in planetary survival. May the eyes of the masked and the unmasked meet in loving embrace. From a transpersonal perspective, our current brush with psychosis is really our collective walking along the razor's edge above the abyss as we seek the solidity of higher ground. Humanity is charged with raising the spiritual level of the planet beyond the blind control of the archetypes. The heart center is our destiny. May we endure this grueling transformation, fueled with love for all for one, one for all. With loving endurance, Chuck, be well.